Almost exactly 50 years ago, in May of 1959, C.P. Snow delivered the Reed Lecture on the Two Cultures, later expanded into an influential book, in which he lamented the lack of communication between the sciences and the humanities. Snow questioned why it should be acceptable for those in the humanities to regard scientists who hadn't read Charles Dickens as illiterate, while they themselves could not explain scientific terms as basic as mass or acceleration, let alone describe the second law of thermodynamics and what it means. Perhaps Snow was just an early commentator on a them-and-us divide that's always afflicted us. Perhaps, by giving it a catchy name, he actually encouraged the perception that the sciences and humanities are at opposite ends of an intellectual spectrum. But you can cite many individuals who have happily embraced the two cultures, from polymaths such as Leonardo da Vinci, to Einstein and his violin, and hordes of other scientists who were, and are, also practitioners in the arts. Some artistic pursuits, like music, are inherently mathematical, as is architecture. A disproportionate number of famous writers have also been doctors. Photography combines art and science, but long before it, the great artists were also skilled technicians, making their own paints and casting huge bronzes, while today's computer technology is increasingly embedded in filmmaking and in creating visual and musical art forms of its own. And so it goes on. These days, we'd do better to research the links between art and science and how some individuals can excel in both than to perpetuate the notion that they're antagonistic. In 2005, the journal Nature devoted an entire issue to this subject, number 434. You can find it on the web. And next year, 50 years after Snow's essay, there'll be many beneficiaries of one person's efforts to bridge the divide. What If They Never Existed is the title of a book by Nicola Sasanelli, in which 10 of his paintings are superbly reproduced to celebrate the achievements of 9 famous scientists and the nature of science itself. Dr. Sasanelli, an Italian with the Order of Australia, is one of 26 scientific attachés serving in Italian embassies worldwide to promote cooperative and international scientific and technological research. Dr. Sasanelli works in oils. His style is abstract. His book, a tribute to scientists who changed the world from Pythagoras to Einstein and Fleming, and his question, what would our world be like now if any one of them had not existed? The book has just been launched, but the occasion was not simply a celebration of one man's efforts to flout the cliché of the two cultures. Profits from the book are funding Italian-Australian scholarships of $5,000 each for scientific studies and research in 2009. The Premier of South Australia, Mike Rann, launched the book in Adelaide.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. Look, I'm delighted to be here because I see Nicola Sasanelli as very much a bridge between arts and science, and also a bridge between Australia and Italy. Nicola came to Australia from Italy in 2000.
Support and funding for the book and scholarships have come from scientific organisations and businesses, as well as governments. Premier Rann has championed the project and written the book's foreword. So why is this project proving so attractive?
Well, what he's done is that out of this book, he set up a scholarship scheme, which is about really creating dialogue between Australian scientists, particularly at the start of their careers, and Italian scientists, and vice versa. So already the first group have been awarded, which brings together scientists from Italy and Australia, not just South Australia, but across Australia. I think it's terrific. I mean, I borrow ideas from Canadian provinces. I know that, for instance, Canadian provinces are borrowing ideas from us. In a similar vein, what Nicola wants to do is leave a legacy and a heritage of continuing exchanges between Italian scientists and Australian scientists, particularly at the young level, because we know that those relationships forged at people in their 20s will endure for generations.
Some word about the book. First of all, how this book has started is a two big element. One is my passion.
Dr. Sasanelli explained what had inspired his paintings and echoed the need to encourage young students who have a natural leaning towards science to persist with it.
if you believe that engineering is what you want to do, is mathematics what you want to do, you have to follow this. Follow yourself. In the competitive activity now, the world is very competitive. You need to have one more thing, and this is the passion. If you don't have this, you will never reach the top of the pyramids.
The Australian Academy of Sciences has seen such potential in the project that it's taken on its administration and sponsored some of the scholarships. Professor Bob Vincent was there to announce the first four winners.
It's a pleasure for me to represent Professor Kurt Lambeck, President of the Australian Academy of Science. I'm pleased to announce today the four successful applicants for this program. There are two Australians and two Italians who will each receive an award of $5,000 to collaborate with their counterparts in Italy and Australia. In Australia, the awards go...
And they were just the first. Already two more scholarships have been awarded, another nine are about to be, and the list of sponsoring organisations is growing. That will provide funding for more scholarships in future years, as will profits from book sales, which are going well here, as well as in Europe and America. It all reflects the strong international nature of the project, which the Academy is keen to develop.
The Academy actually runs a lot of bilateral research programs with countries overseas, and we're always looking for openings to promote further bilateral relations. In this case, we're particularly delighted because it promotes early career researchers and students, the chance to get them to travel to Italy and vice versa, and to set up those research networks, which are absolutely crucial for the development of science and technology. We were absolutely overwhelmed by the response to the call for applications. We got 103 applications in just the 3 weeks that the call was open, and some very high quality and excellent applications.
So, 50 years after Snow's essay stressed the divide between the sciences and humanities, this book, by a scientist diplomat, is combining art and literature to raise money to fund science and technology on an international scale. It may not support his proposition, but you'd imagine that C.P. Snow would be pretty pleased. Rob Morrison for The Science Show.
And Rob is at Flinders University in Adelaide.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.